So we're starting mitzvah chas. Let's take a look at just the Sefer Chinuch's rendition of it first. Shalola hosim b'basar ha'chesach, not to leave over any of the meat of the Korban Pesach. This is the last of the series on the mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach before we move on to destroying chametz, eating matzah. So the Sefer Chinuch writes, Shalola hosir klum m'basar ha'pesach l'machar aso, not to leave any of the meat of the Korban Pesach over until the next day. Shehu Yom Chamisha Asav in Nisan, the 15th of Nisan, Shinamar, as the Pasuk says, it's not for me, as the Pasuk says, Velo Zaziru Menu Ad Boker, do not leave anything over until morning. Okay. Mishershe Mitzvah Zu, Mashakazu Mishkitazo, Lizgor Nise Mitzrayim, among the roots of the Mitzvah, as we wrote regarding Shkitas, Karim Pesach, to remember the miracles of Mitzrayim, Vizesh Nitzdavinu Shalala Hosemi Menu, the idea of not leaving anything over is to be like royalty. Royalty doesn't have leftovers. When they finish eating that night, they throw it out, they give it to the peasants, whatever they're going to do. They don't eat it the next day. So if anything is left, you burn it like something you have no desire for, just like human kings would do. Or here you would compost it. V'chol zeh lizkor v'likvoa v'leiv sheba'ozuz man galonu Hashem yisbarach me'avdus v'nasinu b'nei chorin. We're remembering that Hashem at that time made us into b'nei chorin v'zachinu l'malchus u'l'gdula. We merited, say that. Malchus, greatness. Din ha'mitzvah is in psachim pe'dalet. V'nohages b'zacharim u'b'nei kelos b'zman ha'bayis. Male and female alike in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It's funny that he mentions in the time of the Beis HaMikdash because the Korban Pesach itself is not Beis HaMikdash limited, but apparently he says this aspect of it is Beis HaMikdash limited. I haven't looked into that yet to see whether Menachas Chinuch has anything to say on that. V'over aleha v'hosir over al alav. If you violate this and leave some over, that's violating a losase. Avol in loken al lavde, no malkos, the fishu nita klase. Right? It's a lav which is cut off by an ase. Shneamar, but a certain menu on boker, but ish tisrofu. Whatever is left, simply burned. V'alach hi lav shenita klase, ein loken olam, no malchus for lav anita klase. And that's the Sefer Chinuch's description. Okay. So for tonight, I wanted to talk about the shiur for nosar. Where exactly liability begins. What if I leave over a tiny amount? So the language that we saw in the Sefer Chinuch said, shelo lahosir klum mi besara pesach. Right? Not to leave anything. So that seems even less than a kezias, right? The Rambam seems to say you're liable for leaving kol shehu, any minimal amount. In his Mishnah Torah, he doesn't mention a shear. Take a look, please, on your sheets. Source number one. Tzarech Adam, right, from Hilchos Korban Pesach, Parakir Alocha Yid Aleph, Tzarech Adam lihishtadel, shelo yashir mibesara pesach ad boker. Right, he doesn't mention a shear. Don't leave Besar Pesach Shnemer lo Sisir Menu ad Boker. V'chein b'sheni, so to Pesach Sheni Shnemer lo Yashir Menu ad Boker. The Vim Hishir b'menu. Do you need a sheet? You know, it's one I gave you, may just be one side of you. There you go. Thank you. If he leaves over anything, that's a lo sase, but no malchus, labanita glase, as we already pointed out. So the Rambam does not mention a shear. He simply says, if you leave over Korban Pesach, you're in trouble. If you take a look at source Beis, this is a more general comment regarding Korbanos. You can't leave over anything from Kachim. Shnemar, but Korban Toda, lo so siri menu ad boker, because the Pasuk says regarding the Korban Toda, don't leave it over until morning, but who had the shahar Kachim kulam? And the same thing is true regarding all Korbanos. We'll come back to that extrapolation from the Korban Toda. The Mosir Eino Loka, once again, because it's Lavanita Klase. So, the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam didn't provide a shear at all. The Sefer HaChinuch actually went even further and said, Klum, don't leave anything. When you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, you get a similar sense. No shear is mentioned other than to say, in certain cases, Kol Shehu. I brought you the mitzvos here. Source Gimel is the mitzvos loza say Kuf Yud Zayin, the one on Korban Pesach. She's Yiranu Mehosir Shum Davar Mibisara Pesach L'Machar Aso. Don't leave anything over from the Korban Pesach. If you take a look at Kufchaf, he says, Mitzvah Kufchaf, it's in source Daud, he says, Yiranu mehoser shum davar mi karban toda, ad aboker. V'hu amar yis'ala be karban toda, as the Torah says, lo sasiri menu ad aboker. Mizelamadu sha'ar kachim, ki koma shenisha mehem lachar zman achilasim, shu nosir v'chayab l'sarfo, etc. So he deduces other karbanos from the karban toda, as we have already suggested. The in between kuf yud zayin and kuf chaf, you have kuf yud ches, which is the meat of the karban chagiga, and there it says may hosir davar, not to leave anything over. And kuf yud tes is pesach sheni, may hishir davar mi besar pesach sheni. Here there are tissues right here. So it seems fairly clear that it's kosher, right? I think so far we seem to be in pretty good shape. No, I think we can say consensus on this. Now we get into trouble though. First of all, the Rambam's language may require some examination when it comes to mentioning shiurim, based on what he does regarding a separate mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, not to remove it from its area. If you take a look at source Hay, v'amitzvah kufchav gimel, bless you, he shehizhiranu mehotzi klum mibisar ha-pesach mimekom ha-chabura le'echol, that you shouldn't remove anything of the Korban Pesach, bless you, from the place where the chabura is, in order to eat it. So he says klum there, right? He's pretty clear, right? Then take a look at what he does in the Mishnah Torah in Source Vav. Hilchos Karban Pesach Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Kol ha'ochel min ha'pesach eino ne'achol ela b'chabura achas vein motzi mimenu min ha'chabura she'yochel ba v'hamotzi mimenu kezayis basar mechabura lechabura lechamisha asar loke shenemar lo tzim ha'bayis min ha'basar chutza. So here, by Hotzah, you have in Mishnah Torah him saying kezayis, in Sefer HaMitzvos him saying nothing. No, it's kosher apparently. So we may discuss more about Hotzah and this apparent conflict with the mitzvah tesvav. We'll actually talk about the mitzvah of not removing it from its location. But for now, note that language is not necessarily precise.
Could you say it's different here, though? Because you're talking about achila, and usually you're talking about achila with the kazayis.
So that's
so maybe here at klum could implicitly mean kazayis because we're dealing with achila.
Right.
But so normally when he said klum, maybe it could mean klum.
So we will come back to exactly that question. Good point. The Yemen Chaschila quotes a sefer called Mutzal Me'esh, which I must admit I had not heard of before, who says that Dafka, when the Rambam says Kol Shehu here, on our issue in Source Aleph, he must be in Dafka, because when he came to Hotzah, he said Kizayas. Therefore, for the issue of Nosar, he must really mean Kol Shehu. Okay? So far, so good. This is all set up for the real question, which is, why should the shear, in fact, be kol shehu? Why isn't it kezayis? Kezayis is, I think, the normal shear. So one might say,
normal shear for achila.
Right. So that's that. Ivan says, and Michael, I think, was going that direction as well. Kezayis is really a standard for achila. This is not a mitzvah of achila. This is a mitzvah of don't leave something over. So in fact, the Menchas Chinuch supports this idea. If you take a look at the Menchas Chinuch in the beginning, the very opening paragraph there. Is it the room that's
No.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but
I've got people who are allergic to the shul office. People who are allergic to shul. Okay. If you take a look at the Menchas Chinuch at the opening there, he quotes you the Rambam. He gives you the quotes. Since it's not an eating issue, that's exactly the point that you wanted to make. That's the point that the Menchas Chinuch spells out here. To borrow from something we said last year on Gid Hanasha, we apply this principle. Regarding the issue of Kedei Achilas Pras, remember we were talking about the idea that Ein Gidin B'no Seng Tam. So Gid Hanasha isn't really food. And our question was, what if you ate a kezayis, but you didn't swallow ksais all at once. You munched some and swallowed it, and eventually you munched some and swallowed it, such that theoretically it would be within the shear of the time of kedei achilas pras. But the question is, does that shear have any relevance if what you're doing isn't called eating? Right? That was the discussion that we had there, and I think we actually said, we quoted the Prima Gadim in Yerudea and Simon Samachay, arguing that Gidon Asha isn't really Achila, and therefore the whole concept of being mitzarev and all that isn't relevant. It would have to be eaten at once. Similarly here, this is not an eating thing. So all the laws that we normally apply to eating things, including kezias, may simply not be germane. So that may in fact be it. But I have a problem. My problem is that Rambam that we quoted in source Vav. No, I'm sorry. In source Vav. Right? By Hotzah. Is Hotzah a mitzvah of Achila? No. The answer is no. Right? It's simply Lo Sotzi min Abayis min Abasar Chutza. The mitzvah is Ein Motzi Mimenu min Achabur Sheyo Chaba. V'amotzi Menu Kizayis Basar min Chabur L'Chabur B'Lel Chamisha Asar. Loke. Right? So I was wondering about that. As well as, if you look back at Source Hay, when he said, Mehotzi klumi b'sara pesach v'mach machabura le'echol. So I wonder if the issur is actually when you take it out in order to eat it. I haven't seen anybody say that, but I wonder. Don't know. It will be a very interesting idea. That's something that I should really research. But for now, we're going to go with two other approaches. So, pending verifying that answer. One approach is brought by the Masas Moshe. And the Masas Moshe says, it's true this isn't the mitzvah of Achila, but it comes from Achila. Because the source pasuk is, Bebayis Echad Ye Achel. Right? So, Bebayis Echad Ye Achel. So, therefore, it's sort of related to Achila, and the standard is indeed Kizayis. Whereas for us, for Nosar, it's nothing to do with Achila, and therefore the Shir is called Shehu. That's one approach. But the Minchas Chinuch offers us another option. The Minchas Chinuch suggests that the truth may be that the Shir is Kizayis. Even though we saw the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, even though we saw the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, even though regarding Hotzah, the Rambam went out of his way to say Kezayis, and here he didn't, Ava Pichein, the Shir might really be Kezayis. Why didn't the Rambam say so? Because there's no Nafkamina. Meaning, by Hotzah, there is a practical application, right? I think we said that one gets Malkos. Yeah, the Rambam wrote it. But Motzi, Loka, you're getting Malkos. So I need to know, did he do a shear or did he not do a shear? However, when it comes to Nosar, there are no Malkos, because it's a lava nivek lase. So therefore, there's no point in mentioning Kezias.
Does the assay apply on any shear?
So the assay would apparently apply on any shear.
Right, okay.
Whatever it is that's left over. The two would have to go hand in hand. But that would be the idea. There is no nafkamina la halacha. The Minchas Chinuch argues, and you can look at this inside here. It took me so long to get this straightened out. It's this, if you see the inside column there, in Ches Aleph, that's where he goes through this. It took me quite a while to get this thing straight, so I'm not anxious to go through it inside right now. But his argument is that in general, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Shiurim are Kezayis, until Chazal say otherwise. That's when we say in the Gemara in Yuma, Shiur Mahalach Moshe Misinai, that includes the idea that an Isser by default is Kezayis until we say something else. And he brings a proof for this from the Mishnah Lamelech. If you take a look at source Zion, Mishnah Lamelech Chametz Matzah Perak Aleph Halacha Zion. V'ra'isi lahara aim zal betos vosav al hasmag hilchos chametz shakasa v'zal shano. V'ra'ocha chametz bepesach kol shehu. Achila really should mean kol shehu, any minimal amount. Granted, you're only going to be liable for a kares or a carbon if you hit the kazayas threshold. The iser is still minimal. It's still in any minimal amount. Sha'ani hasam, it's different over there regarding kares, regarding carbon. Aval li sura kidekoi koi. The basic iser is kosher, and then halach l'moshe misinai shiurim, or you know, for any punishment, they're actually going to be the kazayas.
So isn't that the same thing as chatzi shiur aser min haTorah?
Yes,
that really comes down to the
and that thing. Walks you right into that discussion about chatzi shiur. Yes. So if you're really going to accept this idea that the default is kazayas until you hear otherwise, why did the Rambam omit the shiur? So I said, well, there's no nafkamina, right? There are no malkos. Chatzi shiur is indeed aser min haOraisa. We'll take that as a given for the sake of this conversation. And therefore the Rambam omitted it. That would be one. That would be one idea. Oh, sorry, I don't want to do that. That's the idea. The Minchas Chinuch though challenges this and says, "Is that really true?" If you take a look at source Ches, the Rambam in another law in Hilchos Karban Pesach says, "Hamachil Kizayis Mina Pesach." Mena Pesach, Baby Pesach Sheni, Lumumer Lavodazara, O Lagir Tosha Volasach, I had a feeling that my CD Ram was missing words there. That can't be the Rambam line. Kazayis Mena Pesach, Baby Pesach Sheni. I think it should say Baby Pesach Rishon, Baby Pesach Sheni. But it isn't important for us for this point. If you feed Kazayis from the Karban Pesach to Lumumer Lavodazara, O Lagir Tosha Volasachir, Hareza over below Sase. So he mentions a kazayas. Is there an onesh here? Is there malkos? No, there isn't. Why should there be? Right? I didn't do the maisa. It's his problem for eating it. I'm not getting anything. So why does the Rambam mention kazayas? That's the Menchas Chinuch's first challenge.
Lifnei
Yiver. So I'm only over on Lifnei Yiver if I give him a kazayas?
You put it in his mouth.
It's an interesting idea. I mean, the Rambam doesn't seem to be discussing with Naiver here.
I understand. I'm trying to think which love, what the nature of the love is over here.
Yeah. I think it's simply that I'm not supposed to enable him to do it. I mean, if I'm onus, I'm onus, but I'm not supposed to put him in a position where he can eat it. The Menachas Sinach has a second challenge. Jay, you're going to say that?
No,
he says there actually is a nafkamina based on the Rambam and Hilchos Shavuos. If you take a look at source tests, Avalam nishba shelo yocham nevela utreifa v'kayotze bahen. If a person swears he's not going to eat things that are treif, so bein achal bein lo achal ein kan chiyuv shavua klal. Right, there is no liability for the shavua even if he breaks it. Lo shavuas bitoy v'lo shavuas shav, nothing. The shavua is nishta shavua, right? Because you're mushba v'omid. You already swore to Asina you weren't going to eat nevela. So therefore the shvua is irrelevant. However, what's the Menachas Chinuch suggests that you are not considered mushba va'omeid for chatzi shir, even though he's predicating his argument on the idea that the chatzi shir is asur midei raisa. Nonetheless, the Menachas Chinuch works with the assumption that mushba va'omeid will not apply to chatzi shir. And therefore, if you take a shvua not to eat any nevela, it should apply to a kol shehu. Assuming that the iser is a kazayas. In other words, let me state it differently. The statement there in Hachor Shavuos is that your shvua is not chal, right? Your shvua is not going to be relevant because you have an iser anyway. I think this is a better way to state it. There we say that your shavua is not going to be chal. Says the Menachas Chinuch, what if a person took a shavua not to leave over any of the Karban Pesach? Would it be chal on kol shehu? If the shear is a kezias, really, then the answer is yes. Right? That's his point. If the shear is a kezias, then the shavua should be chal even on a kol shehu. So therefore there is a nafkamina lahalacha. There is a practical application to the guy who swears he's not going to leave over from the Korban Pesach. And therefore the Rambam really should have said the shir was kizayis, if that's really what he believed. So that's the Menachas Chinuch's second challenge. There's also a note on the bottom that leads you to the Prima Gadim. Was a note in the bottom, was a note in the Menachas Chinuch himself, which takes you off to the Shoshanas HaAmakim, which is the Sefer of the Prima Gadim, where he says there is another Nafkamina based on a Shach in Yoredeya. Did I bring the Shach on here? Yes, I did. If you take a look at Source Yud Aleph, okay? Source Yud Aleph is, well, it's. Do we need that Rambam for this? Oh, you know what I did? I read you the wrong Rambam before. Okay, it's not important for us. Jump to Yud Aleph, please. Omar Shvu Shalo Ochon Nevelos Utrevos. If a person swears that he's not going to eat Nevelos Utrevos, Ba'achal, and he eats it anyway. Right? That's the Shulchan Aruch. Flip the page. And the Shach says, Nira, Dinafkamina Afa Idna, Le'inyan Chola Shemutr La'achilo Nevela. He says, let's say you had someone who was sick, and sick enough that you would be allowed to feed him Nevela for him to survive. Okay? And then he took a shvua that he wasn't going to eat nevela utrefa. So do I have to be matir neder, matir shvua, for his shvua? Shein sarach lahatir shvua, so you have no need to do hatara on his shvua. The miu, hainu benishba kishu bari. That's if you swore when you were healthy. Right? Shaya is also nevela utrefa, when he couldn't eat the nevela. So if a guy, in other words, the guy is becomes sick on March 1st. He took a shavu on February 1st, when he was still healthy, so the shavu is nothing. But the Aval Nishbak Shuchol, if he swears after March 1st, Kevet Shalak Mutr Lo Lechol, Im Kein Chola HaShavua, V'yesh Lahatir Lo, right? The Miyu, Yesh Lomar Da'afi Ki Agav Lo Chela HaShavua, you could argue that the shavu is not relevant there. Kevet the Mutr Lo Lechol, Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, because after all, he can eat it as Pikuach Nefesh, Im Kein HaShavua Nami Lo Chola. The nishba va'omid me'ar sinai ala mitzvah to bikuach nefesh. Right? He has a separate mitzvah, save your life. So therefore the shvua is still not chal. He can't get a shvua going in for anything. That's just an interesting discussion in and of itself. Because spinning off of this shach, assuming you don't take the mushba va'omid for bikuach nefesh point, you could say, what if a person was ill, and he took a shvuah at that point not to have them, and then he was healed. So the shvuah would prohibit him from eating less than a kezias, because the isser that returns is a kezias isser. So that's a third potential application of this. So again, let's recap where we are here. The Rambam, in all of his language, seems to say kol shehu, despite the fact that with hotzah he said kezias. Right? In the Mishnah Torah. Why should the shir be called shehu? We said maybe it's because kezias is really a standard for achila, but then I wanted to know then why by hotzah is the shir a kezias? So Masas Moshe. So first of all, we have our potential answer. Maybe hotzah is only kezias if he's motzi in order to eat it somewhere else. And therefore really is an achila related Isser. That's our invention. The Masas Moshe says, well, Hotzah came from Achila, B'bayis Echad Yeyachel. And then the Minchas Chinuch says, you know what? The Shir here really could be Kezias. No, then why didn't the Rambam say so? Because there is no Nafkamina. But the Minchas Chinuch says, there is a Nafkamina. We have three. Three Nafkamina, right? Number one, what if I feed it to a Mumer? Right? It's not really nafkamina. But number one, if I feed it to the mumer, where there are no malkos, he said kezias. So don't tell me he doesn't mention kezias unless there's a nafkamina. There were no malkos over there either. Number two, what about the case of a person who takes a shvua not to leave any over? Would it affect chatzi shir? And number three, this person who took a shvua when he was ill and said it's a person who took shvua when he was ill. Actually, I don't know how you would apply it here, though. This is about hotzah. That is about being no sir. So there is that. That's why it's a footnote instead of being in the chaschanah proper.
Shwan nafli momer.
Yeah.
I mean,
not so good. So the Minchas Chinuch's conclusion is that the reason why the Rambam omitted the shir was not because there was no nafkamina, but was because he took it a given that people would understand that the shir was a kezias. That's a remarkable answer, no? Well, yeah, the Rambam wasn't so careful with his wording. We're just going to overturn 1,000 years of reading the Rambam.
Mark Shapiro would be happy.
What do you know? By the way, the reference to Shoshanas HaMakim is at the bottom of the page on Daf Nun. It's only a footnote there, and then you have to go do the research. So he said, maybe Lav Davka. Then why did Baihotzah, why did he say Kezias? Why didn't he say, why did he say, well, people will get it there too? So Minchas Chinuch's answer is that because regarding Hotzah, there's a Havamina that I would do what we do with other laws of Hotzah. Right? Other laws of Hotzah, think Shabbos, have to do with a functional amount, a grogeris of food, or this amount of whatever it is. So I would have thought we would do the same thing regarding the Karban Pesach, and therefore he needed to say Kezias. Interesting idea. Okay. Parenthetical point that goes with all of this, regarding these Yisurim, regarding Noser. The source for the Rambam statement that we learned from the Karban Toda, right? Take a look, please, at source Yud Gimel. It's a Sifra. It also appears in Zvachim Lamed Vavim and Aleph. The Sifra is a cleaner read, that's why I brought the Sifra. Ubisar Zemach Todash Shlomav V'yom Karbano Yeachel. You see that source Yud Gimel? Okay. Hareze Bala Lamed Al Hanechalom L'yom Echad Shachilasam L'yom Echad. Okay, this pasuk about the Toda says the meat of the Karban Toda shall be eaten on that day. Teaches me that things that are one day things are only that day. How do I know that's the bread with the Karban Toda also, the 40 loaves? Tamalomar Karbano. Because the pasuk says, Biyom Karbano, on the day of his Karban Yeachel. You didn't need the word Karbano. You say, Biyom Yeachel. Minayan Larabos Havlados Vatimuros. And then how do I know the Vlad of the Karban Toda, the Tamur of the Karban Toda, is subject to the same rules? Tamalomar Ubisar, which may be the Vav. Or maybe Vizevach Todas instead of Upisar Zevach. Minayin L'Rabos Chatas V'Asham. How do I know to include the Chatas and Asham as well? Tamalomar Zevach. Alright, I guess it would have been Vitev V'Todas Shlama. Minayin L'Rabos Shalmei Nazir U'Shlama Ba Machmas Pesach. Tamalomar Shlamav. So we include everything. Chatas, Asham, Nazir, Shlamav. Doesn't make a difference. Everybody gets piggybacked on the Karban Toda. So here's a question. Let's say somebody leaves over from the Karban Pesach. Did he violate an overall Isser also? From the Karban Toda? Or is that somehow something separate? So the Minchas Chinuch discusses this. He quotes the Rambam in Shoresh Tes in the Sefer HaMitzvos. I brought it here in Source Yudalad. The Gemara in Psachim is what the Rambam discusses here. Psachim Amru Amar Abaye Achal Na. Right? Remember we talked about this a couple of shiurim ago. You ate from the Karban Pesach when it was not cooked and not cooked, lo geshtayim. You get two sets of malchus, one because it's not, and the other it's not sliyesh, right? Muvushal, lo geshtayim. Once again, bashel muvushal, not sliyesh. No umuvushal, lo geshalosh. You hit the jackpot. Vizek, ki hu sover, this is because he, Abaye, believes, shalokin alav shebecholos, that you're going to get malchus for an overarching prohibition. Which is specific. Vasheni lav nilkach michlala is a losase which comes from an overarching rule. Hiyomar lo sochlu elat sli. Don't eat it other than sli eish. Ukvarachala bilfi sli, which he then has done. So the Rambam in Shoresh Tes sounds like, in fact, one is in violation of the prat as well as the overall. Right? That's what it certainly sounds like at this stage. By the way, the Minchas Chinuch on this is then Osgimel? No, I think I wrote Osgimel on the sheet, but it was wrong. It's still an Osalef. Okay. I think it's still an Osalef. In any case, that's number one. However, there's a footnote in our edition of the Minchas Chinuch, which notes that you should look more carefully at the language in that Sifra. if you look carefully at the language that's actually here, it sounds like it's separate. Right? In other words, how do I know to expand this to include chatas, asham, nazir, whatever, all those things that aren't already usr? It doesn't sound like this is a true lav shebichlalos. It sounds like more as an application of the principle to in additional individual cases. That seems to be the way that we would take it. We would not view it as a lav shebichlalos. I'm looking in the footnotes here to find where I saw this footnote, and I'm not seeing it, but I must have seen it here since what I wrote. By the way, that Masas Moshe that I quoted before is footnote valid. I wonder where I saw this though. Right. In any case, that's the note in the footnote. Now, there's a potential nachkamina to this. In other words, whether I say there are multiple malkos for this or not, and for this lav shebichlalos or not. Next week I want to talk about the issue of women and the issur of nosar. But for now, let's assume that women are indeed pater, because it's man grama. Okay, let's assume that you're actually exempt. That's what we have to talk about. It's more complicated than that. So, the Minchas Chinuch is going to take it as a given that lav shebichlalos would not be considered zman grama automatically. And therefore, women would be obligated under the lav shebichlalos rule. So they could be pater for nosar of Korban Pesach, but if you're also going to kick it into a lav shebichlalos as an overarching thing, then they'll be chayiv under that. Right? That's what you would need. So it depends on whether you follow the Minchas Chinuch, quoting the Rambam Shavish test, or whether you follow the footnote.
When you see Zman Grama by Ali Kazan.
Right, so that's what we have to see next week. That's exactly the question on this whole issue of Chiyuv Nashim, and whether we're going to in fact imply, but if you want to get a jump on it, you can see down here, Balav Shah Zman Grama. That's where this is going to be discussed. Lav Shah Zman Grama, Lav Shem Bomaisik Shin Zman Grama. That's where we're going to get into the conversation. So I'll pick up with that, God willing, next week.